Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And yesterday, it was a no-brainer and a really lucky man. Two people inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame. Ricky Henderson, of course, the man who's stolen more bases than any human being ever will and ever has. And Jim Rice, who might better be described as the lucky man. Jim Rice, of course, from the Boston Red Sox. Join us to talk about all this. Jeff Beresford Howe, Takeaway Sports commentator, joins us from Oakland. Jeff, thanks for being a part of the program.
Good morning.
So, you know, this is a great moment for Jim Rice, and I could never figure out why he was overlooked for so long. This was his last chance to get in, and now he's in.
I can tell you why he was overlooked so long. The man was a terrible fielder, a bad base runner, a low average hitter, and a low on base percentage guy.
Aside from that,
you know, the thing about Jim Rice is if he had played his career in Kansas City or Minnesota, he would have had 0% chance to make the Hall of Fame. He was a Boston guy for his whole career, and that made all the difference for him.
Yeah, all right. Well, I take your point. Ricky Henderson, though, he's got the stats. There's not a lot of controversy there.
Ricky Henderson is, I'm not sure if people completely understand how great Ricky Henderson was. He was one of the 10 best players who ever lived. He's a Ted Williams, Willie Mays level kind of guy.
And explain how he could advance the base runner and turn a single into a run like nobody else.
Ricky Henderson was on base all the time. As soon as he got on base, he became the entire focus of the action. Every pitcher, every fielder was more aware of Ricky than they were even of the hitter. For years in baseball, the best place to be in baseball was at the plate while Ricky Henderson was on first base. A whole group of guys had their best career years with Ricky Henderson on first base in front of them.
Although he also produced more errors of pitchers trying to throw to first and get him out, or throw to second and get him out, or double plays that just went awry.
And more of everything. Ricky, there's never been a player like Ricky in the whole history of baseball. Power, speed, defense, and a concentration and a focus that was beyond comprehension. I mean, there's just never been a guy who could do it like Ricky did.
Yeah, and he has a curious relationship with himself. He seems to know himself pretty well. He only speaks of himself in the third person.
Yes, well, you know, famously, Ricky once called the general manager of the San Diego Padres. He was looking for a job, and apparently he picked up the phone and said, "Hi, this is Ricky. I'm representing Ricky, and Ricky would like to play."
Ricky didn't, you know, play by the rules except on the field.
Ricky was the most intense competitor I ever saw. I was lucky enough to see him a couple hundred times, and there has never been a player that I've seen who could be more focused on the game and more intense about every single moment of the game than Ricky Henderson. Off the field, the man is crazy. I mean, he's
love that.
He's love that. He drove people crazy off the field.
Before we go, there were some stats in the Hall of Fame voting that suggest that the steroid scandal is something that's going to persist for the rest of the decade. Explain quickly how that went.
Yeah, Mark McGuire's vote went down a couple of percentage points. People have been assuming that McGuire's support would gradually build as people forgave the steroids era, and that does not appear to be what's happening. And if I'm Barry Bonds, I'm definitely not making any reservations for Cooperstown in the next 5 or 6 years.
Or Roger Clemens. Jeff Beresford.
Or Roger Clemens.
Yeah, exactly. Jeff Beresford Howe, Takeaway Sports commentator, talking about Ricky Henderson into the Hall of Fame, and Jim Rice, you know, go figure, is also in the Hall of Fame. I'll take it, though. Thanks, Jeff.